Messages from the Senate.
Message 291, Mr. Speaker. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 2, it being a free committee from the House on amendments to House Senate File 31. Conferees are Senator Bebout, Chairman, Senator Jennings, Senator Hastert, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 292, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 72, Regulation of Wind Energy Facilities. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 25, noes 2, excused 3. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 293, Mr. Speaker. Senate File 25, Liens. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, noes 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. Mr. Reading Clerk.
House Enrolled Act number 63 being original House Bill 83, an act relating to crimes and offenses, being an act by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 63 being original House Bill number 83. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 64 being original House Bill number 72, an act relating to siting and regulation of wind energy facilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 64, being original House Bill number 72. I have so signed. We'll stand at ease until Representative Lubnow comes back. Excuse me, Representative Davison, you may have privilege of the floor.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to welcome one of our own, Deb Alden, back. She served with us for several years, and we're glad that she's here up in the balcony. Please stand and welcome her.
Welcome to the House, Deb. It's nice to see you today. We need Representative Lubnow to explain the... I realize where he is. He is at a bill signing, so he'll be up in a moment, and we'll do the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 25 when he comes back. We are also waiting on a message from the Senate with regard to Senate File 31. The House, please come back to order. We are at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on Senate File 25. Representative Lubnow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate File 25 and ask for your favorable consideration. We met with the Senate. They caved in on pretty much everything. The only things that they insisted on were a policy decision, which you will find on page 19 of the bill, where we added the language A subcontractor or materialman shall not be barred from asserting a lien under this act if the contractor fails to provide the name and address of the record owner. We took that agreed to take that provision out. It's a policy decision on who bears the risk of loss, whether it's the subcontractor, materialman, or the homeowner. The Senate felt very strongly that the subcontractor or materialman should bear that risk of loss, since this is this law or this right is a creature of statute, and that seemed to be the fair and equitable thing to do. The other change that they insisted on was we backed down the notice of intent to file a lien to be 20 days before you could file a lien. That's what they had. We moved that down to 10 days. They said, since we've adjusted all of the time limits all the way through, we'd like it back to 20 days, and I said, fine. Everything else, all of the other amendments that we placed in there, they acceded to.
Anyone else for their first time? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to Senate File 25. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Bagby.
Excused.
Bagby excused. Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Excused.
Carson excused. Childers excused. Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen. Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball. Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart excused, Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne, Wallace. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 1 no, 7 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to Senate File 25. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Thank you. the House come back to order? Please, we are at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. Mr. Reading Clerk.
Senate Enrolled Act number 47, being original Senate File 7, an act relating to agriculture, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 47, being original House or original Senate File number 7. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 48, being original Senate File 13, an act relating to economic analysis, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 48, being original Senate File number 13. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 49, being original Senate File 22, an act relating to the National Guard, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 49, being original Senate File number 22. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 50, being original Senate File 36, an act relating to water development, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 50, being original Senate File number 36. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 51, being original Senate File 18, an act relating to limited liability companies, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 51, being original Senate File number 18. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 52, being original Senate File 39, an act relating to Wyoming post-secondary education options program, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 52, being original Senate File number 39. I have so signed. Folks, I think, what was that? That was Senate Enrolled Act number 52, or what are we at, House Enrolled Act 64 or something? It's one of the closest margins I've ever seen between the House and the Senate on enrolled acts. But I think it's largely a function of the number of bills that we had filed, but we still lead the way. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dirks.
Requesting privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
You know, back in 1993, when 35 of us bounded in here and tried to see what this was all about, there was natural sunlight coming down from above. And then after a few years, things changed, and we lived under a world of artificial light for quite a while. And then through the wisdom of the committee and the whole process, we again now have some natural light coming through. And so I guess as future bodies look upward for guidance, it will just go to show us that perhaps it's never too late to correct our mistakes.
The moral of that story is government can solve the problem. No, I remember standing over there. I have this vivid picture in my mind of standing over there in a late afternoon debate in my first year, and there were these large rays of sun coming in this green aquamarine light. It was really something. I haven't seen that this year with the, but. That's one of the fond memories I have of the early lights. Any other reminiscence of? While I have you all here at somewhat of attention, I guess I will tell you again how honored and proud I have been to have been the Speaker of the House and serve in the legislature for 12 years. It's been a phenomenal experience and one that has been really challenging and exciting and fulfilling. I have enjoyed it a great deal. It's amazing how hard we work down here and what we accomplish in a short period of time. And it's truly a great institution, and all of you deserve credit for putting your names on the line and running for office and wanting to come down here, and I appreciate that. We'll continue to need strong members of both parties serving in this legislature, and there are many of us, some of us, who won't be here next year. And you know, do what you can to find strong candidates who will do well in this body, because we are only as strong as our weakest member, and we really accomplish some amazing things for being an amateur legislature, and you should all be proud of that. And I'm extremely proud to have been part of it. And to look back at some of the significant pieces of legislation that we've passed, and looking at the dollars that we've directed into various things, the Hathaway Scholarship, Business Ready Communities, local governments, those associated programs, and education, we have made incredible strides in the last decade. If you looked at where we were 10 years ago as opposed to where we are today, it's truly quite incredible. And I only hope that the next decade is as exciting as the last one, and really look forward to seeing what happens in Wyoming and how we proceed forward, because there are so many opportunities. And we will see significant changes, just like we have seen. But this body and the Senate and the executive branch have opportunities to ensure that those changes are at least overseen by people who understand the code of the West and the Wyoming way. And I'm really proud to have been a part of that. So thanks very much. Thanks very much.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I came down here with part of a class. Mr. Speaker was with us. Jack was there with us. Roy Cohey, ex-Speaker Cohey. I think I'm leaving somebody out, but I can't remember. Pete Ulloway. And I remember when we came down here, the metal desks, and if you open your drawer, you had to be careful because you had that grinding metal. They were old military-type desks, the old metal desks, and some of the other things. And what I really remember is that we never had a session that we didn't have a lot of people get really sick because of the ventilation in this place. And a lot of it occurred over in this area here because that's where some of the air return was. And we finally got enough money to where we could work and fix some of those kinds of things. And I really appreciate it. I haven't been sick for two sessions in a row. So I wanted to talk a little about some of the things that we've done as a body in here with these desks. And these desks are Wyoming products. The woodwork is done in Lander. The rock comes from different quarries in Wyoming. There are some little tutorials, I think, still on your desk about that. We've tried to do a lot of things. I remember the committee, Pete serves on it with Senator, ex-Senator Mockler, the things that they've done in the rotunda and the things they've done on our legislative floors. It's truly amazing when you stop and think back about it. It's been quite a while, but I have just enjoyed this. I enjoy this so much. The camaraderie that we build among ourselves. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a freshman this time or you've been here like Pete has for forever. And I don't see him around. Oh, yeah, he's standing in the back. You know, Pete's our senior here now, and he's been around a long time. But It's not very long, but what you know one another, and you're friends with one another, and you go places, and you do things with one another. And that's what's really, really great about this institution. And we even get to where we talk to some of those senators down there. But a lot of that's because we've sent a lot of good old representatives to the Senate. We're straightening them out. I think that's a good sign, too. But I just wanted to thank you all for being who you are. And you'll remember this. People come back like Deb did. And we've had 3 or 4 guys come through here. And very difficult for them to come in here and talk to us without getting tears in their eyes because of the camaraderie you feel. So a little reminiscing, and thank you.
Thank you, Chairman McComey. Representative Roscoe, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I think this political camaraderie is great, and I would like to extend it in this election year to, in the spirit of good, clean political effort and campaigning, to my opponent, who I think will be my opponent in this coming election. And I hope Bill Winnie up in the North Balcony. And politics is so new to me that I have to say it's always been, so far it's always been fun and a challenge, and I think we can keep it that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I've been thinking about the upcoming election and who I should share what my intentions were with first, and I decided there's no better body than to do it right here. And it's likely that I won't run again, but it sure has been an incredible experience, and I just thought that friends and colleagues, allies and adversaries, should know first. I wrote down a few notes. You know, this really has been an awesome job. To be entrusted by the people of Wyoming with decisions that affect their lives, you know, when you think about that a little bit, it is just pretty phenomenal. If you'll indulge me, I'll leave you with a few comments. The things that I've learned while here. First, I have found that history speaks to the present. I went to an NCSL meeting and David McCullough spoke, and he said something, the only thing that's new is the history we don't know. And I came late to reading all manner of history, fascinating stuff, and I just find it very amusing and instructive. That's where that idea to repeal the 17th Amendment was resurrected from, things that I'd read and a speech that I'd read about from Justice Scalia. And it was an old argument that goes clear back to the founding of the nation, you know, of whether states' rights are going to control the federal government or whether the states are all going to be under a federalist system and subrogated to the federal government. So I thought that would be fun to read about. I've just found U.S., world, Wyoming history, it's all very intriguing and a fun way to spend time. The second thing I've learned, actually I started this on a 5-member school board, and there was a woman there who every time we'd start all kind of leaning one way, she'd say, now don't groupthink. And it'd all kind of wake us up. And I think that that's something that I always warn myself, because I think it's easy for that to creep up on me. And I just think it's real important to think independently and to trust a person, your own intuition, and just consider all the vast array of consequences intended and otherwise on our culture and society and the environment in Wyoming. And the third thing I thought I'd make a note about is I've learned to pay attention to proposals that affect children and young adults. And mainly I pay attention to those because I think of those as people without a voice, without a vote. But I also at the same time am wary that we don't take away the responsibilities of families. But still, keeping that in mind is the attention and judgment and care and nurturing that we can do for the future citizens of Wyoming, and opportunities we can give them as before they launch out on the adventures of living is something I've come to pay attention to. It's been a great privilege to serve with all of you in this great state. And I don't intend to retire before my term ends. Like all of you, this interim, I think we'll continue to work hard, dedicate ourselves to the well-being of the people in Wyoming and the preservations of the natural wonders of the state that we all enjoy. So we'll see you on down the road. For my last time, Mr. Speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have the Joint Conference Committee report back. We will, the staff will go ahead and copy it and distribute that. But Representative Patton, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the previous speaker's announcement came as a shock and a surprise. A dear friend and a colleague in what we've done here. I did want to say if these Representative Pete would consider perhaps just a little bit. We were talking about take some courage to come back and speak to you, and I just thought maybe if Pete would just reflect a little bit, get a little experience, Pete, and a little gain a little maturity, and then consider what I've done and come back.
Representative Peters.
I would suggest that that is a thought that some of the younger guys might consider as well. It's really a great and wonderful institution, and that institution is a part of our statehood, a part of us as a large community, as a culture, and it's just an honor and a privilege to represent the kind of people that make up this great state. But that's just a part of it. I'm not one that is, as you probably have noticed, that is not really terribly interested in the dark side of the moon. I want to remain, right up to the very end, an optimist that this is and ought to be the last bastion of opportunism. That we really are dedicated to the future. That's what we're about. And in that reflection, let me tell you something about that side of our country. I know that we expressed ourselves about the intrusion of the federal government, but let's take a look at what some of the things our people have done. There are six categories for the Nobel Prizes, six of them. Five of those are occupied, first place, by one nation. In economics, the United States of America has 30 Nobel Prize winners. The United Kingdom is the closest to us, with only 8. We talk about medicine. There are 50 recipients of the Nobel Prize in medicine. Next in line is the United Kingdom with 21. We are in first place in multiples over all the rest of the world, with one exception. That's literature. I think the Swedes must like the French a little bit better than they do us, but just barely. They have 14 and we have 12. We make up a part of the great part of leading the world in peace with the Peace Scholars, 17, next in line is 11. We contribute 1/50th, at least, to that great privilege that we have, that accident that we were born an American. I, and I think all of you, are proud to be an American.
Representative Teeters, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to take a moment to honor the service of my grandfather. I didn't think I was going to get choked up. I was in fourth grade when he started, and I don't think I'm going to be able to finish. But it's been a real honor to serve together.
Representative Rodney Pete Anderson.
Well, thank you, and I can't do this without getting emotional, so I didn't want to do it. But what a privilege. I can't get up here, without talking about water. There's been a lot of water under the bridge, and I'm so thankful that we can store it. Thank you.
Representative Miller, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've kind of started a campaign since Rodney's not going to be here next year, and he's first on our list and kind of the moral guidance that this body has many times. So I'm hereby proclaiming that Teeters has to change his name to A. Teeters.
I think maybe more appropriately something like Matthew, quote, Pete Teeters. That's right. We are at that order of Chairman Semlick, we are at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The final report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 31, Chairman Semlick. Oh, excuse me. We need to message from the Senate. Read it in, please.
Message 294. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 31, Federal Natural Resources Policy Account. The Senate adopted the Joint Committee Conference Number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 3. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
And it is Joint Conference Committee Number 2 on Senate File 31, Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do move adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to Senate File 31 and ask for your aye vote. Members of the House, this was just simply a drafting error on the first conference report, and the Senate had already approved the report, so we had to go back and do it this way. It's just a technical error that's been corrected, and I ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for the first time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 2, Report to Senate File 31. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby, excused. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger, excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson, excused. Childers, excused. Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds. Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan, excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman, excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno. Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 1 no, 7 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 2 report to Senate File 31. Okay, we will stand at ease and wait for some enrolled acts. So we will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 60th Legislature, I've got a good song that everybody ought to stand up and sing with Mr. Barbuto and myself. It's called God Bless America. Guide her through the night with the light.
from above, from the mountain to the prairies, to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet
That doesn't make you feel patriotic. I don't know what will. Thanks, Representative Blake and Representative Barbuto. That was great. Now we wait. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Mr. Minority Leader.
Privilege of the floor, please.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker and body of the 60th, it's been my honor as the Minority Floor Whip last year and the Minority Floor Leader this year to have worked with a very special person. And I would say she's a special person because she's full of life. And she's, you know, a go-getter, a person that wants to get things done. And I've had the privilege of knowing her. And even though, you know, we provide recognition for the leadership, we don't always provide that recognition for our minority caucus chairpersons. And they guide us during our session. They keep us on task during the interim. And they keep us, you know, moving in a direction of working together. And I want to say that about a good representative here that won't be coming back next year. She's made a decision, a personal decision, to look beyond and look to the future, you know, for her family. And I want to tell her that I respect her, and that it's been my honor to work with you. And I have to tell you that we love you. And Representative Thone is going to say a few more words. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Thone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The good representative from House District 8 and I ran together, worked hard to help each other end up here, and she really does sort of represent the spirit and the enthusiasm and the energy of our caucus, and we're all going to miss her, and we're not going to be nearly as organized without her. So would you please join me in thanking her and bidding her a fond farewell.
Madam Minority Caucus Chairman, you will be missed, and thank you for your wonderful service. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. We are at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. Mr. Reading Clerk.
Senate Enrolled Act number 53 being original Senate file 25, an act relating to liens being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 53 being original Senate file number 25. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 54 being original Senate file 31, an act relating to federal natural resource policy account being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 54 being original Senate file number 31. I have so signed. The House will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
With that, please come back to order. Messages from the Senate.
Message number last. Mr. Speaker, this is to inform you that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn. The Senate adopted the following motion, that the Senate of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and the House back into session. That if no such time is established before December 31st, 2010, the Senate 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative General Session 61st Wyoming State Legislature convene on the 11th day of January 2011 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. That the Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. That if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action, the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion, by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session shall stand adjourned sine die. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 60th Wyoming State Legislature 2010 budget session be indefinitely postponed.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the Senate be informed that the House of Representatives of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature 2010 budget session has completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I am directing the House Chief Clerk, Patty Benskin. I am directing that House Chief Clerk, Patty Benskin, inform the Senate that the House of Representatives 2010 budget session of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the Governor that the House has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and to escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the House chamber.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carried. Representative Pedersen and Representative Throne, please inform the Governor that the House of Representatives has completed its business and is ready to adjourn and escort His Excellency, Governor Friedenthal, and the First Lady to the House chamber. The House of Representatives will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. The House will come to order. All rise, please.
Mr. Speaker, it is my pleasure to announce His Excellency, the Governor of Wyoming, Dave Friedenthal, and Mrs. Friedenthal.
Governor Friedenthal. Governor Friedenthal, Mrs. Friedenthal, we welcome you to the House of Representatives. Governor, please.
I thought as a lame duck, I got the little one, but I'll take it. Please be seated. Mr. Speaker, members of the House, Nancy and I appreciate the opportunity to gather with you one last time at the close of this legislative session. I'm reluctant to call it the last time I may be with you because I recall my friend Ed Hirschler did that in 1986, only to have to call a special session for, I believe it was workers' comp. So I cannot assure you, in spite of your fondest hopes, that this is the last time you will see me here. But we do appreciate it. I want you to know that the executive branch has been studiously listening, observing, and evaluating your activities over the day. And we have formed a committee, a task force, which reports out on the following understanding. We've tried to assess what it is you people have been doing up here. And what we have concluded, it is a legislative version of American Idol. We have also reached the conclusion that the non-legislative talent that you brought in far surpasses the talent that you possess. Conclusions which I think, while may at first appear harsh, I must articulate based on the requirement of honesty in all that I say to you. But we appreciate that you're finally done. We figured with the storm that you would get fired up and leave town. I am delighted that the storm is lifting. Nancy and I have had some fear that you have all checked out of your rooms and would show up the residence tonight. I've only got two sheep wagons, and so that limits how many of you can visit, but we'd be honored to have you there. A couple of comments about the session. As you know, this is a budget session and one that initiates its activity first and foremost towards a budget. And I believe that the budget that has been adopted is appropriate to the times and appropriate to our circumstance. I particularly want to thank the members of the Appropriations Committee for the immense amount of time they put in on the budget. And I also want to thank the House for its restraint. Your restraint was not quite as good as the Senate, but, there are more of you, so I kind of live with that. I appreciate that we have arrived at a budget which fully funds this state for 2 years, commencing on July 1 of this year, and spanning the subsequent 2 years, and it does so in a healthy and robust manner. While the program proponents and many of the people feel as though their entire requests were not granted, I am confident that upon review, it is clear that we have funded things in a fairly healthy and robust fashion. And furthermore, we have done so in the context of a financial reserve, which, depending on which funds you include, is somewhere between $800 million and $1 billion. $800 million and $1 billion. A fairly remarkable circumstance we find ourselves in Wyoming.
particularly if you observe what is going on in other states. Now, it is my hope that the economy will rebound with great vigor, and it will turn out that my penchant for being a bit conservative and holding on to the reserves was not justified. However, I have every confidence that if that's the case, and there is a great deal of money at the next legislative session, that given your past conduct, you will have no difficulty spending it, even without my able assistance. I know from past conduct that when there are needs that need to be met, you will reach out and do that. I also think that it is fair for us to recognize that our good budget circumstance is dependent on a couple of things. One is how we spent the money in the past. We ended up funding things on a cash basis, and we do not end up with debt or obligations that are overhanging with regard to how we have to allocate dollars. It's a sound principle and one that I suspect will continue in the state. The other is that we have been relatively focused on one-time expenditures, Hathaway Fund, capital construction, and other activities that have allowed us to arrive at this healthy state. But the third thing that has to be acknowledged is that part of what helps us balance this, particularly in education, has been the stimulus funds, which have allowed us to address some needs at the colleges and at the university, of which we would not have been able to otherwise, as well as to fund part of the Medicaid shortfall. Both of those areas, that funding will not be available in the next biennium, and we will find ourselves needing to make that funding up out of either reserves or out of additional cash revenue. No matter how you slice it, this state is in an enviable position, and much of the credit goes to you. I want to talk about a couple of things on education. I particularly appreciate the body's adopting more vigorous language with regard to the recalibration process. As I've indicated, I believe that recalibration is our opportunity to make a determination as to whether the expenditures we are making are producing the result we want and whether they are in the right place. It is not intended as an assault upon education, but as an evaluation of the expenditures that we make on its behalf. I do not expect education expenditures to go down, but I do expect us to put a finer point on how we allocate those expenditures in terms of the outcome for the students. I'm also pleased by what the two amendments, with your two 300 series amendments, with regard to the School Facilities Commission. I think that it is a structure that I think will help move us forward, and I think will present you in the next session with information that will be essential for you to evaluate what direction do we go with that program. I think it is a deliberate and positive step. Also, I commend you for the efforts to make sure that we fully fund the community colleges and the University of Wyoming. States all over this country are abandoning their commitment to higher education, and I am proud to say that this is a state which has retained that commitment to education, and I think that we will see the product of that come forth, hopefully, in years ahead in terms of the quality of education that our children receive. On economic development, I think that you've done some wonderful things. I like the amendments with regard to looking at the incentives for investment, incentives for data centers. I think that some of the tax measures you've undertaken are pretty valuable. I also continue to thank you for your ongoing support of the School of Energy Resources at the University of Wyoming. The carbon capture and sequestration efforts, the clean coal research efforts, the activities that are underway are fundamental to our retaining our capacity to be the nation's largest energy producer and to continue to contribute to the economy. Maintain that commitment. It gets tough because as you go through the research and you do it, you've got a lot of other people who have a lot of other needs that may be more urgent, but I would argue they are not more important than the long-term investment in the School of Energy Resources to make sure that we retain the economy that we have today. I also believe that the four majors that were passed with regard to wind energy constitute a role for this state in economic development. An economic development message that says, we welcome you to Wyoming, and we welcome you here, and we want to create certainty for your future as well as certainty for this state's future. I believe it is important that we've established a framework in which, under the Industrial Siting Act, wind energy will be treated as though as just similar to any other energy activity or energy development activity in this state. I think it's important that we pass legislation that strengthens the role of standards and recognizes the role of local governments in making particularly sensitive decisions in the context of this form of development. I also appreciate the fact that we passed the tax. I know that the New York Times and some others don't exactly share my view or the collective view of this body, but I believe that it should be applied, and it should be applied so that all energy sources and economic activities in this state are on equal footing. Our purpose, as you recall, is to simply set the terms under which economic development occurs. Whether you endorse Stan Hathaway's quality growth, Ed Hirschler's growth on our terms, the notion is still the same. What we want, good jobs, good environment, good quality of life for our people, and that we will put the regulations in place to do that. The fourth issue that was addressed is this question of eminent domain. And as you know, you will be working on that over the summer. I believe that that bill will turn out, in retrospect, to be one of the most important bills of this session, because it raises and will force us to address a fundamental question about the role of government and the role of government of transferring its power to a private entity in the context of economic development. Eminent domain is a power that rests with the state. It is a power which the state can transfer to an economic interest and let that interest exercise the power of eminent domain, the power of condemnation, against the private property rights of an individual. The test for this state is going to be to define that balance in a way that honors our commitment to private property rights, but recognizes that we need to develop the economy of this state. I think it is going to be a fascinating debate over the summer, and you're going to see a discussion which will go very much to the core of the values of the state and force us to balance them in a way that has not been done before. I also look forward to whatever it is you do in 2011, because I won't be here. And whatever you do, I will act like a newspaper editor and second guess, judge, and offer incredible opinions, but I guarantee you I will not offer a blank sheet of paper, which some of you may have seen this morning. I also want to thank this body and the Senate for some things that we did that I think relate to just justice for our citizens. I think the measures that were done with regard to juvenile justice are important. We are going to struggle in this society for years to come on how we treat juveniles and how we treat this question of juvenile justice in order to assure that in the long run we are making the best investment to assure that youth are actually rehabilitated as opposed to forced into more criminal conduct. So I thank you for those. I also will tell you that I've now signed and am pleased to have signed the legislation on sentencing enhancement in the case of the death of a pregnant woman, as well as the legislation terminating parental rights. I think both of those are essential, and I think they make a statement on behalf of this state on how we feel about justice. I will also tell you I'm going to be delighted to finally get to sign a bill that requires minimum mandatories for crimes against children. I have worked on that issue. I know the lawyers don't agree with me. I have worked on that issue, and I see my friend Brian back there who got beat up on O'Reilly. I have worked on that issue since I was U.S. attorney, and it will be one of the delights of my last legislative session to get to sign that bill. I know that that some people believe that the question of minimum mandatories is intended as being about judges. It's not about judges. It's about children, and I'm going to be delighted to sign that bill, so I thank you for that. In closing, I want to express Nancy and I's appreciation to the current members of this body and the prior members of this body for the kindness and courtesies that you have extended to us over these last 8 years. Now, there are those who suggest that I have become subject to some form of the Stockholm Syndrome because I kind of actually like having you guys in town. And as you know, the Stockholm Syndrome is that which develops for somebody who is held captive, and you eventually develop an affection for your captors. And I will tell you that when you are here, I feel as though I am a captive in this building, for I fear for the democracy should I leave you untended. But it is not a case of the Stockholm Syndrome, but rather a case that we have become, while we agree and we disagree, we have come to look on you as our friends and as part of that great, wonderful community of Wyoming, which we have had the opportunity to share. This is a remarkable place, and this has been a remarkable experience for Nancy and I. We have 10 months left. I intend to use that airplane with all of the vigor that I can muster. As I told the Senate, I intend to visit every single bake sale and garage sale in this state all summer long. I look forward to seeing you there. The great thing is that I will be there not as a candidate, but simply as somebody who loves this state, enjoys its people, and hopes to see you around the state as our friends and as our colleagues. So on behalf of Nancy and I, thank you for what you do for the state. God bless you. Drive careful and leave town soon. Thank you very much.
Governor Friedenthal, Nancy Friedenthal, on behalf of the members of the House of Representatives, thank you for being with us. And, Governor, thank you for your closing remarks. Representative Buchanan and Representative Goggles, please escort His Excellency, the Governor and Mrs. Friedenthal from the House Chamber. Thank you very much. Thank you again, Governor and Nancy, for your great service to the state of Wyoming. We are now at that order of business. The reading, correction, and approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 5, 2010 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the following. One, that the House of Representatives 60th Wyoming State Legislature be adjourned from the budget session until a date and time which are determined jointly by the Speaker of the House and by the President of the Senate for the purpose of calling the House and Senate back into session. Two, that if no such time is so established before December 31st, 2010, the House of Representatives 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative General Session 61st Wyoming Legislature convene on the 11th day of January 2011 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Three, that the House of Representatives specifically concur in any identical motion adopted by the Senate. That if the Senate fails to concur in the action of the House of Representatives under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the Senate, the House of Representatives of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the House. Representative Yagi. All rise, please.
Just want to say thank you very much. Our Father in heaven, as we come before thee at the close of this 60th session, we wish to acknowledge thy help and thy guidance in all that we've done during this session. We have accomplished many good things. Pray that we can remember those things and help our constituents to continue to help us and help themselves be good leaders and give us the ideas that would help make the state of Wyoming better. We do give thanks for all those that have served and those that are not coming back. We pray that they would know of our thanks and our love for them and bless them in their lives. Bless the two members that are not here, Frank and Tim, that they would know of our love for them and have thy healing power to be with them. We pray that thou would bless us as we return home, that we might remember the good feelings, the good things that we've done, and strive to continue this effort to make Wyoming the great state that it is. Then we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Representative Yagi. The House is adjourned.